During their formative years, children hear a lot about sex. They learn it from their friends, from TV, in their homes, and most often in their schools. In the basement of Kent State Student Center, next to the LGBTQ Student Center, two students sit to discuss their experiences with sexual education.
It's like Catholic school all the way till like now.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
You see the real world.
Oh, yeah.
These students are Stephen Francis, a sophomore visual communications design student, and Holly Liebhart, a junior political science student. Stephen spent all of his education up to college in Catholic schools.
Just with like sex education, they like didn't, they taught us things, but it wasn't like, they wouldn't like delve into it. They'd just be like, just don't have sex. And I'm like, okay, good.
Holly grew up in a rural town and attended public schools.
They like explained what sex was, and like they got like really like detailed into their like a in my opinion, they're like, a penis goes into a vagina and the sperm comes out, and I'm like, this is disgusting.
For Stephen and Holly, who are both queer, the classes created a sense of exclusion.
It was completely centered around like straight people and like heterosexuals. And they didn't, like, I don't remember, they didn't have, like, any spectrum, like coverage from the LGBTQ perspective at all.
If it was, like, anything in the LGBTQ, like, realm, they're like, no, like, that's not happening.
Just, like, and I'm like, okay. Existence, probably.
Right. Like, if we don't talk about it, like, it's not happening. And I'm like, okay, good.
Did any, like, of the students ask, like, what about gay people?
Not really. Like,
oh,
it's
wow.
Kind of, like, one of those things where it's just, like, tucked under the rug, like.
Oh, okay. Like, don't ask, don't tell, kind of?
Yeah. It's an interesting way of like high school.
The Ohio Revised Code outlines guidelines for venereal disease education. These guidelines require that any education on it shall emphasize abstinence from sexual activity is the only protection that is 100% effective against unwanted pregnancy, STDs, and the sexual transmission of a virus that causes AIDS. It also requires course material and instruction to teach the potential physical, psychological, emotional, and social side effects of participating in sexual activity outside of marriage.
They had a lot of domestic violence and like sexual assault people come in, so it was almost as if they were trying to like tell us like, don't be in a relationship and don't have sex because you'll get abused and like you'll like that's just what it was. We literally had a speaker probably like every single week. Yeah, I'm not even joking, like I met so many people that like were abused, like it was traumatic.
That's so sad.
I know, it's like depressing, like gotta go to sex class. It's not as fun as you think it would be.
The current laws that dictate abstinence-oriented education can leave gaps in students' knowledge as they find themselves in sexual situations.
I don't even think they taught like how to put on a condom either.
No.
It was just like penis, vagina, baby. And like that's it.
Or create harmful perceptions of one's worth.
I've literally heard that like I've been told that you will not be wanted as much if you have like sex like with people that you're not married to, basically.
With sex ed that focuses on heterosexual relationships, it can leave queer youth in the lurch for understanding of the potential dangers of sex.
Like, I kind of understood that, obviously. Like, I wouldn't be getting, like, the education that, like, I thought that I would want to get. And I would be getting it more based towards, like, every single straight guy in my, like, in my classes. And, like, when we would go to, like, sex ed, like, this is what, like, that's what I get.
There's just as equal opportunity to, like, get, like, an infection or, like, bacteria, like, in homosexual relationships as there is in heterosexual relationships if you're having sex. Like, it's just as, it has as much of an equal opportunity, like, as it does in the other relationship. So I don't really understand why they wouldn't teach it, because, I mean, it would just increase the risk of their students.